This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
So I had a distant relative suffering from seizures, and they called me and asked me, what should we get? And I said, look, you should try CBD, because CBDA has this effect with people, and anti-seizure effects. And I said, you got to try this. So I bought on your store two vials of your CBD, 1,000 milligrams. I couldn't believe the price that you had. It was so low. I mean, the value of that, if people know this industry, the price is very, very good. I sent a bottle to my family member. I kept a bottle for myself. And then my family member was using it, having amazing results. I sent a bottle. Well, my lab director was working on a new method to quantitate cannabinoids, about 10 or 12 of them, using a single four-minute method on an LC-MS instrument, a mass spec instrument. And she asked me, hey, do you have a sample of CBD oil that we can test on this method? And I said, okay, sure. So I gave her a sample blind. She didn't know it was InfoWars or any brand or anything. Gave it to her blind. She ran the sample, got the results. And wow, this is a full profile. It's a full spectrum. It's got CBDA in it. I said, yeah, of course it does. It's got CBD. And it's, super, super low THC. We test for Delta 9 and all that stuff. And I asked her, I said, okay, you've tested about 100 CBD products. What do you think this product would cost in the marketplace, just looking at the lab results? She said, $150, in the same volume that you have. I just looked at your store. This is, I think, $67 or $68 on InfoWars store. No joke, Alex. And you didn't ask me to talk about this, but I got to tell you, just independently, this CBD product that you have is an outstanding value. It's outstanding. I'm taking it myself, and it's helping my family members. So I just want to put that on the record. It's the real deal.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't know that happened. I mean, here's all that happened with the InfoWars MD line. We went out looking for new suppliers because we were getting blocked everywhere and having issues getting the stuff we wanted, as you know, with supply chain breakdowns. We ran into two big companies that are listeners, and this particular company said, we have over 50 products. Most of them are already top sellers. And I said, well, what do you think your best products are? They said, well, this is wide-spectrum CBD that we sell under a couple different names in stores and at medical clinics for about $120 to $150. We recommend you sell it for $100, and we got to buy it for like $30. And I just said, no, we're going to double our money's enough. So, yes, this is $100 to $120, especially the 1,000-milligram one, CBD, yep, for about half the price. And so you nailed it.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a big top tester like you, an expert. I just go out and say, what's top-rated? Who's already got the best test? Who is that? And then that way we know it's already built in and it's quality. So thank you for the support.
It has to be processed correctly. And whoever you're using as your source, they know how to do that to maintain it so it keeps all those molecules in their form. CBDA is very delicate, and it can be destroyed through heat.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I haven't seen this guy since I was on The View in person. He's been on many times on his show. I was on The View in like 2006. So I went to New York. I was on Fox. I was on CNN. I was on The View. We went and got lunch. It was amazing. And when everybody was scared to have me on at Fox, they said, oh, you're banned. Judge Andrew Napolitano would have me on. And I remember him 6-plus years ago saying intelligence agencies are censoring, they've hijacked the government, they're spying on the president, and we were seeing some of the same documents, but he had sources in MI6, and as soon as he did that, he went from being like the number two guy at Fox to they just were slowly killing him for the next few years before they got rid of him. I didn't want to talk about spilt milk, it's just that you have paid a big price for not towing the line, and you have been vindicated. Wow, Elon Musk. Incredible what's happening there. You want to talk about FBI Director Wray at Davos? We've got the clip, FBI and personal liberty. Biden saying he has no regrets. How insane all this is. Just Judge, you've got a fountain of youth. I look, since I haven't seen you in person, 50 years older, and you look 10 years younger. What in the hell are you taking?
Well, I eat right, I exercise regularly, I sleep well, and it's worked out okay.
I'm serious, you're doing good.
Thanks.
You didn't look bad then, but you look even better now, so I'm a little bit envious right now. So I'm going to try to shut up or you'll never get a chance to talk. Last time I was on your show, that was good to let you talk, so I want to hear what you had to say. What do you want to dive into first? I want to get into Davos and Wray, but they're saying New World Order's in trouble and everybody's turning against them. I go to YouTube or Twitter, like 99% of the comments are negative. Doesn't seem like the New World Order's doing too well.
The FBI has become a dangerous domestic surveillance organization. It used to be in the business of fighting crime. Now it's in the business of predicting crime. And it engages in the predicting of crime by surveilling everything that we do, every keystroke on every mobile device and every desktop. Phone conversations, fiber optic data transferred into, out of, and within the United States. You think I'm making this up? Last week, the FBI revealed a 906-page report, which was prepared in the Trump administration, so that's under Bill Barr and Chris Wray, telling FBI agents how to use intelligence sources to do spying for them. The FBI is supposed to use the Fourth Amendment, which means you gather information, you gather probable cause, you present it to a judge. If the judge agrees, the judge signs a search warrant. This is what they did to Donald Trump, and this is what they do every day of the week. But when the FBI is impatient or doesn't have probable cause but wants to know what people are doing anyway, it goes to its friends in the intelligence community. Don't believe me? Google the 906-page report. What's startling, Alex, is that this is the first time the FBI has admitted in writing its collective antipathy to the right to privacy and its collective rejection of the Fourth Amendment. On top of all that, we find out yesterday that FBI Director Chris Wray, where is he? Davos, Switzerland, talking to all the globalists and super bankers of the world who would love to control us. Here's what Chris Wray said.
And I think the sophistication of the private sector is improving, and particularly important, the level of collaboration between the private sector and the government, especially the FBI, has, I think, made significant strides. Pretty much every technology we could talk about today, we see both great opportunity but great dangers in the wrong hands.
It's already in the wrong hands because it's in the FBI's hands. So the FBI is now acknowledging on an internet at an international forum on international television that it regularly collaborates with big tech in order to spy on us. So you may think you're dealing with big tech, but you're really dealing with Big Brother.
And I love how the Twitter files, what Elon Musk has done, has forced him to go from denying this. I've seen congressional hearings a few years ago where he denies they're even spying.
Right.
Like, yeah, there's a pipeline. We're dialed into it. That's the way it is. This doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. And I'll tell you another interesting story about denial. The FBI purchased Israeli software called ZeroClick. ZeroClick does not require that you be tricked into clicking onto a link in order for the government to gain access to the information in your laptop or your desktop or your mobile device. They gain the information automatically. Joe Biden, to his credit, when he learned that the FBI bought ZeroClick, ordered that they not use it, and ordered that the company that sold it to the FBI not be permitted to sell anything to the government.
So just if something's in your browser and a pop-up pops up, we've all had that happen where you're like randomly searching something and some horrible thing pops up, now you didn't click on it, but you're guilty.
Correct. You don't have to click on it for them to gain access to it. When Chris Wray was asked about this by the Senate Intelligence Committee, a very liberal senator, but he's great on civil liberties, Ron Wyden from Oregon. He said to Senator Wyden, well, we didn't buy it to use it. We bought it to see how it works in case the bad guys use it. Well, that is absurd. Nobody believes it. The FBI bought it to use it. Even Joe Biden didn't believe him when he said that.
And now we know through WikiLeaks 2.0, Elon Musk, that they were coordinating in the election. They were blocking not just Hunter Biden's laptop, but questions about the Afghan withdrawal and the Russia war and Ukraine and lockdowns. I mean, this seems like 1,000 times worse than anything Nixon even dreamed about.
It absolutely is. The three-letter entities that we all fear, you know, FBI, DEA, DHS, are all in a symbiotic relationship with big tech. Big tech benefits, FBI benefits. And there's a danger to big tech. The FBI cannot suppress speech on the basis of its content. Big tech can. But if big tech is doing the government's bidding, then the First Amendment will be applied to big tech, and they will lose the privacy rights of their bulletin board. They don't know it. In the case of Twitter, it's profoundly unfair, because these crimes were committed by the old Twitter, the Jack Dorsey Twitter, but the Twitter that will be punished is the new Twitter, which is the Elon Musk Twitter.
Well, that's why when Elon Musk said, I'm not restoring Alex Jones, it's a level of demonization I've been through, I kind of said, I get it. I'm not saying I defend it, but they're having the EU threaten to arrest him. Now, I mean, like, he's done some bold stuff. What do you think of Musk?
I'm a little disappointed in Musk because he continues to suppress people like you. I mean, if he's going to run the public square, it should be an open public square.
No, I get it, and I agree with you.
Nobody is suppressed because of the content of their speech. But what he...
Why do you think he's doing what he's doing then?
I don't know why he's doing it to you, Alex, but I do commend him for revealing what he's revealed.
Well, that's my point. Why is he going against the deep state?
Well, he promised that he would, and he truly believes in the freedom of speech. I wish he would.
Sure, so no, I get it. That's where I'm at. I'm kind of like, win the war, lose the battle, and I'm not trying to like just defend him in some social Stockholm syndrome thing. I don't like it, but I'm saying I can't really bitch when they're definitely scared. I mean, Soros, the globals are throwing so much money to take his advertisers to get him.
Well, they, Elon Musk has revealed, as well as a lawsuit brought by 16 state attorneys general in New Orleans and federal court in New Orleans against DHS, the discovery in that case has revealed a relationship between DHS, Department of Homeland Security, between DHS and DEA and BATF, and big tech, in which they were doing big tech's bidding. So big tech is told, we need you to suppress this information. We want Joe Biden to win. We want you to suppress the pro-Trump information.
So I'm not a famous judge like you, but I'm a layman. Tell me I'm right. They can argue Section 203 and say all this stuff, but when the government is telling you to censor somebody, that's illegal.
It is not criminal. But it is wrong because it is an abuse of power by the government, and it will cause big tech to lose its privacy rights, its control of its own private property.
Sure. So what is the mechanism? If it violates the Fourth Amendment, then
you have to bring a lawsuit, and you have to get a judge to say, okay, you no longer can suppress anybody's speech on the basis of content because the First Amendment now applies to you, even though you're a private entity.
I just love how they deny they were always doing it to Congress, and now they're caught. They go, of course we do that. Remember, Ray was like 2 weeks ago, oh, of course we do that.
Well, what Ray just admitted in the clip that we just ran should send chills through the backbone of everybody who believes that the Fourth Amendment means what it says.
And notice the sick comment at the end. We got to keep this in our hands.
Right.
That's what every authoritarian says. We're not for authoritarianism, but we're going to use it for everybody's safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Freedom, that isn't swayed by left or right, but what's right, is here with us for the rest of the hour. Then Owen Schroeder takes over in 40 minutes for the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central here at Infowars.com/show. So, Judge, I've got my questions, but I want you to be able to take over with...
Start with your questions. Well, I'm so happy to be here. I love being on your show, but being here in Austin with you, terrific.
Are you optimistic about humanity? Are we starting to turn the page? Have we forced the deep state out of the open, or are we really losing? What do you make of the Davos group admitting we want to censor Americans, the deputy head of the EU unelected bureau saying that 2 days ago? Just all these statements about world government, new world order, we're saving you. It's like we're extraterrestrials that are going to save Earth. That's John Kerry 2 days ago. Really, you're a smart guy. What is your gut level about it? This was a football game. Where we are? Are we in the second quarter, the third, the fourth? Is the game over? Are we winning? What is it?
I'm sorry to say I am not optimistic, Alex. I think that the United States of America, the federal government, will collapse of its own weight. It won't be able to pay its bills. No one will want to work for it, just like the old Soviet Union. And
so their hubris is taking us there.
Yes. And the country will break apart into a dozen or a half dozen or maybe more republics. Down here in Texas, there'll be a lot more freedom than where I live in the Northeast. But you'll be able to vote with your feet, as Ronald Reagan used to say, and go where you want to live. But there'll be no federal government. There'll be no Chuck Schumers and Nancy Pelosi's and even Kevin McCarthy's. As far as I'm concerned, it's the same party. It's the same big government party with a Republican wing and a Democrat wing. But that crowd won't be around anymore. Government will be smaller and more local and more responsive to the people. There'll be a fallout, of course, for that. I don't know when this is going to happen.
I'm about to say, what's the timeline?
I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime. It may happen in yours. It'll happen in the lifetime of your children and your grandchildren. So the next 25, 30, or 40 years. We can't keep going on like this. We're close to $32 trillion in debt. Pretty soon, the dollars in your pocket will be worthless.
Saudi Arabia is moving away from the petrodollar.
Right. Actually, pretty soon, you won't even have dollars in your pocket. Everything will be digital, and the feds will be able to control everything. And at some point, their control will collapse like a house of cards. What do you think?
I agree with that statement. I just don't know what to do.
Well, it just seems to be getting worse because the government doesn't care about the Constitution it has sworn to uphold. Its absolute mania for spying on us is out of control. The courts won't intercede. The courts won't intercede. The Supreme Court can't even figure out who stole Sam Alito's opinion and distributed it to the press.
And I noticed they hired the Chertoff group. That's like hiring the Fox to learn who killed the hen house.
Look, I've been very critical all day on my podcast, Judging Freedom, of John Roberts and their inability to figure out who did this. The people doing the investigation need subpoena power, meaning there's got to be a lawsuit or a criminal investigation. The court doesn't need me to tell them how to do their work. But without subpoena power, without the ability to put somebody under oath and ask them, how did you get your hands on this? Do you know who got their hands on this? They're never going to find out who did it.
Which is really one branch of government piercing another.
Correct. Correct. Someone's trying to undermine the court, either someone who was worried that the weakest link in that abortion decision would leave or that the weakest link needed to be persuaded to stay. Someone leaked that intentionally.
But the good news is it didn't really affect the court.
No, it didn't affect the court at all. Roe versus Wade, or at least the parts of Roe versus Wade that liberated people to kill babies in the womb, was invalidated. It's now up to each individual.
Well, I'm not lionizing this court, but the establishment definitely doesn't like it. I think the intimidation of this court's backfiring.
I don't think they're a happy group, to be honest with you. I don't know where this is going to go. Some good things coming down the pike. I wrote a piece 2 weeks ago called Government by Experts, in which I've excoriated the administrative state, the EPA, the FDA, all these three-letter entities that write their own rules and enforce their own rules and interpret their own rules. This court is about to invalidate that by arguing that only the Congress can write the laws and not these various groups. The Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, and Firearms tried to write a regulation saying that if you put a bump stock on a rifle, it turns the rifle into a machine gun, and therefore it's unconstitutional.
Well, exactly. I don't want to be too positive here, but I see them saying a year and a half ago, you can't have carbon taxes through an agency and shut down U.S. industry at outside law. I see them saying no to all these anti-gun pieces of legislation, including stuff Trump did. I see them just basically, I hate to say it because I'm really negative about the courts, the shining thing right now is the Supreme Court. It's kind of like the best house in a bad neighborhood.
The whole purpose of an independent judiciary is to be anti-democratic. It is not there to reflect the will of the people. It is there to preserve the life, liberty, and property of the minority.
And now you're explaining, I'm interrupting, explain a republic versus democracy. This is key. Because people go, Judge Napolitano is against democracy. Well, yeah, 51% vote to kill all the black people, we don't do it.
Correct.
Or Hitler says, let's kill the Jews, they're a minority, you don't do it. Explain that.
Well, the democracy, the majority. The majority wins and the majority is right and the majority gets its way no matter how horrific it may be. Hitler was popularly elected.
Right.
That system was a majority. We have what is theoretically a republic so that our laws are enacted by representatives rather than by the mob. But the representatives reflect the will of the mob. The Supreme Court is there to make sure that your natural rights, your rights that come from your humanity, our rights don't come from the government, they come from within us. Whether you believe they are a gift from God the Father or they come from us because we are the highest rational beings on the planet. Our rights come from within us, and the court is to make sure, to make certain that the government doesn't trample those rights. When, this goes back 100 years ago to Woodrow Wilson, they created this fourth branch of government, the administrative state. It's not answerable to anybody. It writes its own laws. It interprets those laws. It enforces those laws.
That's really the deep state.
Correct.
So only the courts are perfectly positioned to challenge that.
Correct. And Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch, Donald Trump's first appointee to the court, has been waging a jihad against the administrative state by arguing that you are not responsive to the people. Only the Congress can write the rules that you're going to write. And thus far, he's persuaded the majority of the court to go along with it.
I was about to say, so we can be negative of Trump, and I've got big problems like you do. But, man, did these Supreme Court justices that...
It has tipped the scales in favor of more fidelity to the Constitution, without question. It's hard for me to criticize him because I've been his friend, but he's not worthy to be president of the United States.
Now, do you believe that's just the ego problem?
Yes. Yes, I believe the ego problem.
Oh, take the shots.
Well,
even CNN says the shots aren't working. He still says they're great.
Well, he's wrong on that. I don't know what Fauci said to him in a back room, but he's dead wrong on that. I just watched your prior segment with the doctor, and it was absolutely terrific. Trump, I think, was advised he had to do this to get reelected. He had to support all the vaccines and support Fauci and support all that nonsense in order to get reelected. Remember when they announced the existence of the vaccine? The Monday after Election Day. So Trump, the people that persuaded him to do what he had to do turned on him.
Oh, absolutely. You're right.
Look, Trump has been an enemy of the deep state, and look at what the deep state did to him. They made his life miserable while he was in office. The government spying that I talked about at Fox, which caused me the hell that you recount.
Hold on, let's stay there. This is the big one when we come back. Judge Andrew Napolitano in studio. This is amazing. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I've got a...
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Talked to this guy for 50 hours. Judge Andrew Napolitano is here in studio with us. What a brain. And I kind of feel bad asking him questions. I'd rather get him to give us the 35,000-foot view. Because if I disagree with anything he said, he was being conservative. He says, not in his lifetime, maybe not mine, but my kid's lifetime, it'll collapse, which I don't want it to do. I want to reform it because the collapse is going to be hellish. But I see when things rot, they accelerate. And everything's sped up nowadays. So I agree, if we were Rome another 100 years, I don't think we got 10 the way things are going. I mean, the mental illness, the crime, the decadence, just all of it is just, I see it everywhere. I don't know if America's got 5 years.
Well, the decadence and the crime and the rot is in the government, but we accept it and we almost expect it. You and I, Alex,
and that rolls down though the general.
It does it, but you and I, as far as I know, you and I are the only two public.
Oh yeah, you're going to make that big point.
We're the only two public media people now criticizing Chris Wray for what he said to this gathering of left wing globalists in Davos, Switzerland, and what he said was an admission that the FBI works with private enterprise. And it's dangerous. Yes, it's dangerous to your civil liberties, but the FBI is going to keep. Can we run the Chris Wray clip?
Yeah, let's play that clip one more time. Cue that up. This is a big deal. Here it is.
And I think the sophistication of the private sector is improving, and particularly important, the level of collaboration between the private sector and the government, especially the FBI, has, I think, made significant strides. Pretty much every technology we could talk about today, we see both great opportunity but great dangers in the wrong hands.
Well, it already is in the wrong hands. It's in the FBI hands. This is Donald Trump's hand-selected person to replace Jim Comey and run the FBI.
Which I agree with you is Trump's biggest failure. I love hate relationship. He put in the worst people that were actually against him. But you got interrupted by the break, two breaks ago. And it's not about a suit and a horn. It's true. You and I, and then maybe Zero Hedge was doing some of it too. And believe me, I wish there was more people doing it. You were like, Trump's being spied on. There's a deep state. Intelligence agency's done a coup. They're censoring. They're manipulating elections. And they just basically drove you out for saying that. Now, in hindsight, complete vindication.
Well, we learned. I had sources in the intelligence community who informed me that Trump was being spied on while he was Mr. Trump, while he was a candidate, and the spying was being done by British intelligence. When I revealed that at Fox, all hell broke loose. My bosses stuck with me. Rupert Murdoch stuck with me. But they dialed me back for about 10 days, and then they put me back on, and I didn't change my mind on anything. 3 months later, after all hell was breaking loose, GCHQ, that's the name of their, the initials of their intelligence entity, went to the Guardian of London and said that the judge that works for Fox in New York that everybody's dumping on, he's right. We did it. We did do the spying at the request of the Obama intelligence community. They didn't mention names. They didn't mention President Obama himself. We can figure out who it was. This was the tip of the iceberg of the deep state trying to, A, prevent Donald Trump from getting elected president, and then, B, undermine his presidency, and C, eventually help Joe Biden beat him by, D, suppressing pro-Trump voices, including Trump's own, in big tech.
I totally agree. Everybody focuses on mail-in ballots or fraud in election. No, as Professor Epstein exposed years before the election, with Google and all these algorithms, they can suppress stuff 30, 40 points and steal the election that way.
Correct. They know what speech to suppress. They still suppress yours. They still suppress yours. So look at what you went through. You are a martyr to the First Amendment. I'm not saying that because I like you. I'm saying it's because it's true. The state of Connecticut wrote its own rule. It should be called the Alex Jones rule. Because in every state in the union, the expression of an opinion is protected, except in Connecticut and except if you're Alex Jones. And now they're still trying to suppress you.
And they even misrepresent what the
voice is reaching more people than ever.
Exactly. They even misrepresent what the opinion was.
Correct.
It was out of context.
Correct. Correct. So that's.
So what are they so scared of? I'm not just tooting our horns. They're scared of you. They're scared of me. What is it they're so scared of we're doing?
They're scared. They're scared of the truth, because the truth is that the government exists to perpetuate itself. It doesn't exist to preserve our liberty. And how does it perpetuate itself? By taxing more and regulating more, by taking more property and taking more liberty over and over and over again.
And they're doing it now.
No matter who's in the White House or which party controls the Congress, because they're the same. It's the big government party. It has a Democrat wing that likes individual welfare and war and taxes, and a Republican wing that likes corporate welfare and war and deficits.
So it doesn't sound like you have much faith in the Congress.
I don't. I was cheering those 20 rebels on in the House of Representatives every day. Andy Biggs was on my show. I don't know if they collapsed. I don't know if they got the right consent. I'm sorry, Andy. I don't mean to criticize you. I'm your friend and fan. It's the congressman from Arizona that led the charge. I don't know what kind of concessions they got out of Kevin McCarthy. I think we'll find out soon. Are they going to raise the debt ceiling, or are they going to get the Democrats to cut spending?
Wow. There's thousands of questions I could ask, but just what else you want to cover?
I don't know. What else is on the list?
I could ask you a million questions. Well, let's talk about Biden. Let's talk about the delusion here. Here is the White House press secretary, a true clown, saying, here's Biden. There's a bunch of clips, but let's play this clip first. Here she is today saying President Kamala Harris. Now, here's the thing. They do this every week, every day. They're doing it on purpose. Biden doesn't. So why do they keep calling her the president? It's not a gaffe. Here it is.
This Sunday, the president will speak about the fight to secure women's fundamental right to reproductive health care in the face of these attacks. She will talk about what's at stake for millions of women across the country, and most importantly, the need for Congress to codify the protections of Roe into law.
So why are they trying to blur the lines of who the president really is?
Maybe Joe's getting ready for a surprise. I don't know. I do believe that this woman is incompetent, utterly, totally incompetent, even as a spokesperson for him. Jen Psaki really irritated libertarians and conservatives, but she competently defended Joe Biden. That was his press secretary for the first 2 years. She now works for MSNBC. Far more competent than this lady who really doesn't know what she's talking about.
What about Biden saying he stands by what he did? I've got the stack here. Here it is. I got the headlines right here. Give me an overhead shot, so I don't want to get this wrong. Nothing has changed. Biden's still going to announce 2024 run. I think Democrats are clearly trying to put pressure on him with the intel they already have with Hunter Biden and the documents. Defiant Biden declares he has no regrets about mishandling classified info. Look, if Trump did something wrong, that's an issue. But he wasn't even the president when he did this. What do you think is really going on here?
I do not think that the DOJ will seek the indictment of Joe Biden. They don't. They have an opinion, a legal opinion that says you can't indict the sitting president. They're probably just going to whitewash this, but they will. They will seek the indictment of Donald Trump, but if they seek it, the grand jury will give it. He will be indicted for January 6th. They'll be indicted for Mar-a-Lago, and they'll be indicted by a Fulton County grand jury in Georgia for attempted interference with the election, the fake electors.
What do you think that happens?
Very soon. Like before the first half of this year is over, before June of this year, because they need to have trials before the 2024 presidential elections.
And people say it'll tear the country apart. That's what they want.
I don't know if it will tear the country apart. In my opinion, the evidence against Trump is overwhelming. I say that as somebody that's been his friend for 40 years, but I can't deny the evidence that's in front of me.
Hold on. Let's explain that when we come back. Are you talking about his companies particularly?
No, I'm talking about Donald Trump personally involved in criminal activity.
All right, let's talk about that with Judge Andrew Napolitano. When we come back, we'll get your take on DeSantis and more. And then Owen Troyer, you're going to be on the show. Takes over in about 20 minutes.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, and there's a two-minute break. He's going to race across the hall, you know, with Owen Schroyer, and that'll be 3 to 3:30 Central, and then that doctor we had on, Andrew Huff, is going to be with him. We got Andrew Napolitano, we got Andrew Huff. What a whistleblower, how incredible. So Judge, you're getting into Trump. Why are you saying, because it's obviously politically motivated, so how can Biden commit all these crimes and his son do this, and then Trump still get in trouble? Why are you saying you think they've got a case?
I don't think they'll indict a sitting president because the DOJ has the policy that they won't. If Joe Biden runs and is reelected and serves the full term, the statute of limitations on his misuse of classified documents will have expired. There's no statute of limitations to worry about in the Trump case because they found the stuff in Mueller.
You're not happy about this. You're just saying you look at the technicals.
Oh, I'm not happy about any of this. I'm not happy about Trump being indicted. I'm not happy about Biden getting off scot-free. Why do I think they'll indict him? I know the federal mentality, that is the mentality of the people who decided to seek a search warrant for his home. They would not have gone to that level had they not already decided to present evidence to a grand jury. And let's face it, a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich if the government asks it to. Whatever evidence they present will result in an indictment. The same attitude pervades in the DOJ, in my opinion, with respect to January 6th. I've watched Trump's speech over and over and over again. I do not think he violated anything. I think it was protected by the First Amendment. The feds do not view it that way. They view him as inciting the mob that entered the Capitol, and they will indict him for it, and he'll have to defend himself. It's almost surreal that he's going to get three indictments at the same time. The third one will be the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, who will indict him for a conspiracy.
So it won't be New York with the family business.
Well, that's a fourth one, the family business in New York. The family business has already been convicted. But as a result of that conviction, they're now investigating Trump himself.
Sure. So let me ask you this. What is the political fallout? If they want Trump to go away, the last thing they should do is indict him. It's going to supercharge
him. They may very well turn him into a hero, certainly with his base in the Republican
Party. Well, if you and I know that, why don't they know that?
They probably don't care. They're of the view that the evidence is there and they should indict him. There are people in the DOJ who are not political who just say, the evidence is here, we have to prosecute. Then there are others who say, here's a chance to get rid of Trump. If he gets convicted of this, he can't even run for dog catcher. And that's true. If he is convicted of sedition, a conspiracy to prevent the passage of power from himself to Joe Biden under the 14th Amendment, he can't run for any public office.
Well, they're definitely playing with fire.
Yes, they're playing with fire because it could explode in their own hands. However, I don't think the Republican Party will nominate Trump. I think he's damaged goods, and I think they know it. And I think you agree with me.
What do you think of Napolitano? I mean, what do you think of? I know you have the
problems.
Sorry, what do you think of DeSantis? What does Napolitano think of DeSantis?
I think that, well, DeSantis is too big government for me as a libertarian, but the Republican side of me says he's Donald Trump without the baggage.
Let me bring this up. Joe Biden, Secretary of State, announces $2.5 billion more to Ukraine. It's like every week. We've got Russian Orthodox Church issues end of the world warning. Head of the Russian Orthodox Church has warned that any attempt to destroy Russia by madmen trying to impose their values will lead to the end of the world.
Your good friend and mine, Gerald Celente, has been saying over and over for 11 months, when all else fails, they take you to war. We have begun World War III. This is a surrogate war in Ukraine between Russia and the United States of America. Colonel Douglas McGregor, Scott Ritter, all those no longer in the government that are not employed by CNN are all willing to acknowledge we don't belong there. We're extending it. There's no way Putin can lose unless you want to start World War III, and I think it's beginning.
Well, that's right. You follow that Pentagon Rand Corporation ladder of threats from 1 to 40-something, or 44, and we're like to 30 on it, and now he's calling for 1,300,000 troops, and so the Russians don't give up. They always get their ass kicked up front, then they win in the end.
A Navy SEAL was killed yesterday.
Yeah.
What the hell was he doing there?
But it's such a classic Russian thing where they lose up front, win in the end. It's like... It's crazy.
Correct.
As imagine, correct. America, if you invaded the East Coast, would probably lose up front, but by the time they started getting into the South, the Midwest, they'd lose. It's the same deal.
Correct.
I mean, the Russians are going to commit
correct.
On the ladder of escalation.
Here's my fear. We have 40,000 101st Airborne in Poland within 50 miles of the Polish-Ukraine border. With them are 90,000 Polish troops. That's 130,000 human beings ready to invade Ukraine in behalf of the U.S. and NATO.
And as soon as they do it, the Russians are going to hit them with tactical nukes.
They're going to hit them with something that's going to accelerate this into Europe's great war like we haven't seen since World War II. When all else fails, Joe Biden, they take you.
And now it's not just a possibility. It's a probability this is going to happen, according to even Henry Kissinger. He was against it until 2 days ago. Now he's for it. What the hell is going on?
The globalists, that's the people that Chris Wray was with in Davos. That's Tony Blinken and his Western
they feel insulated.
Buddies. Correct. The globalists believe this is their chance to get rid of Putin. Instead, they are strengthening the Russian economy and they're strengthening the Russian people's support of Vladimir Putin.
So can we avert nuclear war?
I think so. I think so. Putin will not be first strike a nuclear war. Only the U.S. would have to do it. And there is no political will in the U.S. There's no political.
I was about to say, will Biden send in the airborne? Will the Poles send in their troops?
I hope not, but he might do it. But if he does it, it will be contrary to the political will in the United States. There's no political will in the United States.
National polls, almost 85% are against it.
Correct. So they would have to do some sort of a false flag, like
there you go.
Like FDR did with Pearl Harbor.
Well, the and I call him a dictator. He was elected like Hitler, but he's banned opposition, banned the oldest church, arresting people, beating them up because they're anti-war. Putin's doing some of that, too, but I'm talking about Zelensky.
Yes.
He already did that thing into Poland and tried to blame it instantly on Russia.
Correct.
I could have said it was an accidental missile strike, but instantly he said Russia didn't attack Russia.
It wasn't Russia. We all know that. Biden was restrained. NATO basically said to him, grow up. But NATO wants Putin out. And if they see an opportunity to do it, they are willing to spill the blood of young men in order to accomplish it.
So, Putin's talking about this invasion any time now. The next level.
According to Colonel McGregor, person we both know and respect, Putin has between 300,000 and 500,000 trained men ready to come in as soon as the weather is right. Now, that could mean soon when the ground is frozen, or it could mean the spring when there are fewer Ukrainian soldiers. 8-1. For every one Russian killed, 8 Ukrainian soldiers are killed. So you wait another 2 or 3 months, and the Ukrainian army is almost totally depleted. When General Zhuluzny, the commander of the Ukraine military, sat with President Zelensky in the Economist magazine, Zelensky was like this. He didn't say a word. Zhuluzny said, I need 500 tanks, I need 3,000 of this, I need 5,000 of that. He was basically saying, I need a new army. And the West is saying, we don't have it.
So, will NATO endlessly escalate as Ukraine starts to lose the war?
Yes. Yes, they will, because they're so deeply invested in this war now that they will all be driven from office if they cannot come home with some sort of a...
Is there some third way... Like Kissinger was saying months ago, to do a deal and let Russia have those
men. Here's what should be happening. There should be back-channel conversations between the United States, Russia, and Ukraine. And as far as we know, those conversations are not happening. There should always be those conversations happening to see where they can agree.
But that's what Putin's doing. He's waiting, calling a police action, letting the West escalate. Because I saw him put his worst troops in up front, and I... Analyst I know, including people that were over there, that said, no, he put in the worst troops first, which was a kind of a, almost like what Medmet, when he took over Constantinople, did.
Right now he has his best people there, and he has his best...
Well, that's what I'm saying, is he did put in his lowest level first to kind of soak up the weapons and track things, and then it looks like he's about to send in the rest of the troops. This is horrible. I mean, this is horrible. What's about to happen?
Well, it's about to get worse. And what does the president of Poland want that has 90,000 troops there? He thinks they can win back Crimea. Win back Crimea? There isn't a circumstance on the planet in which the Russians would surrender Crimea.
I mean, and then we've got Larry Fink. Remember, there he is with Zelensky backing the war. I mean, this is just insane.
Well, Larry Fink is well invested in the military-industrial complex, and they're making a...
All right, what are you going to cover in 2 minutes with Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com/show the war room? What are you going to cover, Judge?
I'm going to talk about whatever Owen wants, but I have a feeling it'll be a continuation of this conversation about how morally wrong and bankrupt it is for the American government to be supporting...
Judge, 10 seconds. How do they find your show?
Judging Freedom or JudgeKnapp.com. 5 days a week, this kind of talk.
Amazing.
It's Alex, but I try.
No, you're doing a great job. Good to have you here. War Room coming up right now with Judge Knapp.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.